Sarah Berry, one of the founders of the group Future Park City, spoke to the Park City Council Thursday night. The group, through Vail's efforts to trademark the name Park City, has been an advocate and resource for local businesses concerned about the trademark. The group describes itself as a civic engagement initiative rooted in progress and positivity to facilitate improved communication and collaboration among the various groups that define the Park City experience. The group has been supportive but watchful of the trademark application.
Where our previously stated position supported Vail's trademark filing and right to protect against future ski resort operators attempting to co-opt the Park City name, potentially hurting Vail's valuable brand in our community, this support came with conditions which we have expressed and documented for you. Vail offered very clear promises to the greater Park City community. They said they would enter into an MOU with the city to protect all present and future businesses with Park City in their name against trademark actions by Vail Resorts. They also said they would, and I quote, offer, end quote, similar agreements to any local businesses wanting an additional layer of protection. Furthermore, they promised to disclose all of the Park City-related trademarks they are holding.
Berry said with the July 9th deadline looming to object to the trademark application, they haven't seen enough assurances, action, or communication from Vail. Future Park City therefore objects to the trademark application and urged the city to as well.
Lest they gobble up everything good about Park City before we know what happened to our cool, quirky, and anything but corporate town, we now stand with former Mayor Dana Williams and the myriad of other engaged community members in fully opposing Vail's trademark at this time. So until Vail improves communication, becomes fully transparent, makes good on all that they've promised, and shows that they truly intend to be a good neighbor and community leader, let's eliminate concern for everyone in Park City, mount a thoroughly defensible opposition campaign on issues of confusion, which stand to hurt Main Street businesses significantly, and just say no.
While Vail and the city have been in talks, and with just a week remaining before the extension runs out to object to the trademark application, Berry said nothing has been laid out as a tangible agreement.
Despite Vail having been in negotiations with the city to develop that MOU, and despite being a publicly traded company with deep financial and legal resources, it has been 23 days since we had our own conversation with Vail, 21 days since the city council meeting, and still no municipal agreements have been published and no individual agreements have been offered.
What this means is that local businesses don't yet have assurances. Berry said some of the businesses with the words Park City in their title were promised Vail would work with them. But now Future Park City is not convinced.
Vail has in fact pursued trademark action against at least one local business. In advance of an agreement, that business spent money to defend itself and negotiate a resolution. Two, Kristen Williams, Vail's SVP of Mountain Community Affairs, stated in an email exchange you were copied on late this afternoon, quote, every business we've spoken with has gone very well. No one has been told to draft their own agreement, end quote. In fact, one business was asked to propose its own agreement. Vail rejected it. There are costly lawyers involved.
Berry quoted Williams as saying they have not gone dark, but the concern is that if the businesses hear from Vail too late, there won't be time to review the agreements before the deadline.
When we asked Andre Shumatov, co-owner of Park City Bike Demos and seeker of an agreement with Vail Resorts just yesterday about his talks with Vail, his updated quote was, quote, radio silence, end quote. We asked for permission to share this information, got one more update from Andre at 4:30 today, still nothing from Vail. I had an additional conversation with another business, still nothing from Vail. Number four, Ms. Williams, quote, we are working very hard toward a universal agreement form based on the conversations we've had and the concerns we are being asked to address, and that we could get back to the folks potentially by the end of this week, but certainly well before July 9th, end quote. Well before July 9th? To deliver any small business a legally binding document and ask them to review it within a few days is absurd.
Finally, Berry said the claim that Vail even needs to trademark the name is dubious.
The likelihood that another company anywhere in this world will try to trademark Park City as it relates to the operation of a ski resort is slim to none. And if it does happen, Vail Resorts has decades of established ski resort business under the name Park City Mountain Resort, as well as piles of cash to fall back on in mounting an opposition to someone else's attempt to trademark Park City.
That's Sarah Berry of the group Future Park City. Since the comments made were not part of the published agenda, the Park City Council did not respond. The city has said they do have the option of objecting to the trademark application or filing another extension for more time to decide. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.